go out there, shake a hand, meet someone in person, have that moment to say, this is who I am, this is what I do, unashamedly make a human connection so that you can talk about how you guys might be able to help each other. Hey guys, welcome to the Something New Show. I'm Mindy Linscombe, your host. And on this episode, we always like to help you learn how to live a life worth celebrating. And I'm going to take it a little bit into business coach side of Mindy today and talk to you about a topic I keep hearing about, and that is how to work with the Gen Z customer. And one of the things that's going to be completely unpopular is my approach to how to help the Gen Z customer, because I'm going to call this some of the myth busting episode on what they really want. So I think that we are labeling them just like we kind of are labeling the millennials, and there are absolutely some facts to learn about them, and please do your research on them. They have grown up with a different 20 years of life than most people. Many of them spent a lot of their high school or college time in shutdown, in 4 years of isolation, or whatever it may be. So definitely there are some elements to this type of person when they didn't have maybe the social connections that we were used to growing up. And they also have had an iPhone their whole life. So there's technology things that are about them. That the marketplace is going to be inundated with Gen Z employees before you know it. We're going to have there's staggering statistics about in 10 years from now, how many people will be retiring versus being replaced by Gen Z employees. So definitely there are so many things out there about it. But the thing that got me fired up and wanting to do an episode was how people are talking as if, you know, they need a certain approach that's so specific and AI, and you know, they're using some of these marketing funnel things, and I'm like, okay, but can we just time out? Because I think what they are really, really craving is the connection. I think they want human connection, just like we all do. I think they want to be seen, and I think they want to put the phone down and actually have this moment with you. So I want to talk through, what are you doing as a company in some of your marketing types of communication and pre-selling? Because what I'd like to suggest is probably contrary to what you're hearing elsewhere, but it's working for me. So I want to share those things with you on today's episode, and I hope you're excited to hear a little bit of some ripple effect on how we're working with Gen Z customers. So first of all, I just want to caution you that in the pre-sale process, which might include some things like making an amazing social media post, having an excellent website, having a lead generator on those places, you know, on your YouTube channel or your website or whatever, that bring people into your funnel, and then they start getting a drip email sequence. That's all really, really great. But I want to just tell you that the open rate on emails is about 3%. I will encourage you that text message open rate's more like 99%. So that's like good to know. However, what I really would like to ask you to do, which most of you are afraid to do, is to pick up your phone. And here's what I'd like you to start with. I'd like you to start with calling the customer. And you're going to say, whoa, that's too intense. But I'm just going to tell you, I might be old, but I'm still relevant. I'm still making sales. I'm still connecting with people, because it's always been about one of the biggest factors for me, and that's authenticity. And I think these Gen Z customers want a real person, someone to actually hear what they're saying, to make that solid eye contact, to shake the hand, to make them feel like you are with them. And so I start with a phone call. And I can still do all the sequence stuff. Trust me, we have it all in place. But I want to caution you not to look and sound like AI. Because sometimes even if you DM them in their Instagram handle, like, it can sound like it's a person. And it might even be you texting them, hey, thanks for reaching out, da da da. But you could be a bot because the bots are so good now that even though you are the real person DMing them, you can sound like the bot, and I don't want you to. I want you to actually be real. So here's some suggestions I have for you. Try to call them. If you don't have their phone number, then I want you to do a little video of yourself. I want you to be like, hey, it's Mindy. I got your interest on blah, blah, blah. This is what I'm offering and this is how I can help you, but I really just want to know you. So could we set up a time to chat and send a short little video so they can see that you're a real, like you're a human person, you're not AI, and send that in the DM instead of trying to just do more conversation in the DM. I also, while it may be entirely time consuming, I also recommend that you call them by name. Because again, back to the person to person, when I call them on the phone, I'm going to say, hey, Sarah, this is Mindy calling from such and such company. I got your interest about blah, blah, like whatever product that you filled out a form for, but tell me about you. Like, where are you at with whatever journey you're on, whatever service you're looking to provide, if whatever company you own or they reached out to you because there was a problem. So I like to start with a conversation about them. Act genuinely interested. Stay curious about them. Say, what's going on in your life that would make you, you know, curious about our product? Or how come you signed up for this lead thing? Tell me more. I'd like to know about your life. What's going on in it that would make you need what we have right now? And then as you're making those connections, whether it is on the phone or you're dropping a little video directly to them so they can see you, you're a real person, way better than voice message, but send them a DM video or whatever. We're so excited to work with you. We're so excited to talk to you more to help personalize your experience. They will hopefully reply back because now you're a real person. You're not just some little message in their phone that could have been automated. The other thing I'd like to really encourage you to do is look for things that you have in common with these people, because even though you might not be Gen Z, you still have so much in common. They're not foreigners from a different land. They're humans. And so what they want to do is they want to make a connection just like you did 20 years ago if you're older. So try to find out what they're into, what's going on in their life and their favorite restaurants, whatever it might be. I am searching for something I've coined as a Me Too moment. So I want you to find a moment when you're talking to them that you can say, oh, me too, like that thing you're talking about, or that restaurant you went to last weekend, or that sports team you're really into, which you can see their profiles. You can have easy things to connect on and say me too about. And so make those human connections with them. And I would love all of us to just reconsider what this means for our outreach and our marketing plan to Gen Z. And then I want to cross over to the professional landscape that is working with Gen Z, but also if you're listening and you are a Gen Z person, working with professionals that are older than you, I want to really encourage you. There is nothing that beats, that can win contacts, lead generations, networking. Nothing can beat in-person interaction. So as I've just been to a ton of different trade shows lately, I've been at networking events, I've hosted them. I just keep seeing it time and time again. We spend thousands of dollars in paid ads. So I'm sure you're listening thinking, yeah, I do paid ads too. We spend so much money in Google AdWord purchasing, SEO strategy, buying these different ways to get in front of our ideal customer. But you know what gets you in front of your ideal customer more than anything and faster than anything is in-person events. So I would tell you, you're going to expedite the sales process if you can get in front of people. So whatever generation you're in front of, this is so still the truth. This is go out there, shake a hand, meet someone in person, have that moment to say, this is who I am, this is what I do. Unashamedly make a human connection so that you can talk about how you guys might be able to help each other. So let me give you some examples. We have networking nights in our company, but also we go to networking nights. We like to meet other people in our industry, old school. And I don't care. My 20-year-olds that work for me and my 50-year-olds that work for me all do this because they know that human connection is going to go 10 times faster than if they just sent someone an email and said, hey, I'm so-and-so, this is what I do. I hope you can refer me. That's not going to go anywhere. If you know them, you kind of know about their kids, you know, maybe their favorite thing to do on whatever after work hobby, their pickleball players or whatever. When you start to take interest in people's personal lives, that networking can really be powerful as you grow your business. And then in another way, if there's trade shows or some sort of event that puts you in front of your customer, I just spent a lot of money to be in front of my ideal customer because that sped me up over doing Facebook ads for the next quarter. I got to actually be at a booth in front of people shaking their hands. And that feeling that you can offer when you meet someone in real life is what both Gen Z people want, is what older people want, is what we all want. We want to see the human eye-to-eye connection and hear your story. We want that. So I'm going to encourage you, if you are worried about how am I going to reach this customer or make sales, or even if you are the Gen Z listener and you're like, hey, how do I start growing my company? I have a lot of Gen Z entrepreneurs that watch my show, ask me for mentoring. I'm just going to tell you guys, the strategy is amazing. We do all of the online strategy. But the thing that has always worked the best is meeting with people in human, real life form and shaking their hand with confidence, looking at their eyes, asking them questions about themselves, and learning how you may be able to help them. When you're service oriented and you're here to serve, the networking is natural. It just starts to blow up. It starts to become, oh, I know this girl over here. She was really great. I'd love to tell you about her business because it could help you. Or you get to meet that customer. This is how I can help you if you need it. I'm always here for you. Here's my phone number. I gave my cell phone number to every single person I met at the trade show I went to. If they wanted it, I said, you know, if you ever need anything. And I started to get text messages for people and I'm literally not even selling them anything. They ask me business advice and I respond. They ask me, you know, how do I work with this type of a customer service issue? I respond. I'm not going with the idea of like, how do I sell them? I'm going with the idea of how do I make good connections and make people feel seen and loved and important, and then it turns into sales eventually. You gotta be in it for the long game. If your long game is truly to help people, you'll never have to worry about sales in your business again. And it doesn't matter who you are, if you're a millennial, if you're you know, the older generation, you're Gen Z, it doesn't matter who you are, if you're the service provider or you're the customer. Focus most on the human connection. Pay to be in front of people. It doesn't matter. Pay to be at that networking event. Pay to be in that mastermind. Pay to be at a dinner that involves what you're talking about. Pay to have a trade booth to get in front of those customers. It will be a 10x investment versus putting that money into Facebook ads and Google ads and everything online. Still have that marketing strategy, but just don't put all your eggs in that basket. It matters so much more to be in front of the person. So I hope that this kind of fires you up a little bit today. And I know it's a shorter episode, but I just kind of wanted to remind you guys what it's all about. It's about the real linking of our hearts, doing a swap of our stories. And that's where you're going to get ahead when it comes to your business plan. So I hope you have a great day. And you guys, I'll do some more of these nuggets because I am passionate about business. So if you like this episode, please comment, put some little takeaways below, share it with your friends. And this is all about kind of being a full person, successful in business, finances, health, relationships, all areas of your life. But today, I hope you get a little bit more excited about getting yourself out the door and meeting people in person. We'll see you guys next time on the Something New Show. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the show, rate, review, and share with a friend. Also, follow the Something New Show on Instagram and Facebook. If you want a fuller experience, watch the show on YouTube to help you create a life worth celebrating.